Happiness is to be shared, to be given away. Happiness is to be shared, to be given away. When we are bubbling over inside ourselves with happiness, when we are bubbling over inside ourselves with joy and with delight, with happiness in experiencing in every event that takes place in our life, we have to share it. We want to tell the world how happy we are. We want to tell the world how wonderful everything is. And as we want to tell the world how wonderful and how happy we are, we share it. We give it away. We tell all the world how wonderful the world is and how happy the world is. Because truly, the world is a very happy place. And everyone in the world is a very happy person. If we were not happy, we would not remain in this world. We would not remain giving out to all the people in this world the joy that bubbles over inside of us. We would not do that. But we do do that. We do do that. It's our nature to do it. It's our nature to be happy. It's our nature to have our hearts filled with love, have our hearts filled with joy and peace and harmony, to be so fantastic, to be so wonderful, to be so beautiful. We are built into this world to enjoy these things because that's our nature. It's our nature to enjoy who and what we are. It's our nature to be happy. It's our nature to be loving, to be gentle, to be kind, to be sharing. Everywhere we go, we share our happiness. Everything we do indicates to the world how happy we are. They can tell it in our charisma. The world can tell it in the way we handle ourselves, in the way we speak, in the way we live, in the way we act, and what things delight us. Truly, that is perhaps the greatest aspect of happiness. What things delight us? What things delight you? Think about it. We don't really think about that very often, but what things delight you? Do you delight in kittens and puppy dogs? Do you delight in little children? Do you delight in love? You delight in when people fall in love or when somebody loves something. I love that mountain. I love that tree. I love my family. I love my world. These are all expressions of happiness. These are all expressions of that inner joy, that inner bliss, that inner peace that says, yes, 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 this is a wonderful world. This is a dynamic and a fantastic world, and I appreciate it. Oh, dear me, yes, I appreciate it. And that's the art of sharing happiness, to appreciate it, to let it go and let it shower itself onto everything in your world. We love to be with happy people because when we're with happy people, we are happy. We love to surround ourselves with people who are delightful and charming and wonderful and filled with peace and love and happiness. This is not something unique. It's not something we're learning about for the first time. It's something that we come out of the box with when we're little children and we're born. Basically, we're happy people. Oh, yes, we are happy people. We're not happy children. We're not happy babies, we're happy people. We have a people-to-people feeling within us. We have a joy-to-joy feeling within us. We have a love-to-love feeling within us. It's so great and so wonderful and so magnificent and so fantastic. It's who we are. Oh my, yes. It is who we are and how wonderful that is. Can you, at all times, 100% of the time, every moment of your day, every moment of your life, can you be happy? And the answer is yes. Is being happy a busy activity? Oh my, yes. Being happy means that we choose to look at life and find in life all the joy that is there. We choose to look at the experiences that come into our world, and we look for the joy that is there, the happiness that is there. We look at the people around us, and we look for their happy hearts, for their joyful hearts, for their loving hearts, for their peaceful hearts. And as we look at them, we find it. Oh my, yes, we find it. For whatever things we look for, that is what we find. And a happy person is always looking for something that's very happy. A happy person is always looking for happiness. A happy person is always looking for joy. I had a call from London yesterday, and in the call, Christy said, "Do you know, I listened to your tape, and I found so much happiness in there. I just feel like I'm bubbling all over. I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I listen to the tape again and again and again and again, and it's so wonderful. It makes me just feel lifted up 10 feet tall. I feel so wonderful." And I said, "Chrissy, you are a sweetheart. Thank you for calling and sharing that. It's so nice to know I don't need to be heard. I don't need to have people tell me that they listen to my talks. I don't need it, but it makes me so happy when they do. It makes me so happy." And I get so many wonderful calls from people telling me that the talks have touched them, that it has made them happy. It has made them feel good. It has made them feel special. And of course, that's exactly what they are. That's exactly what I am. I am special. I am happy. Oh, I'm not special above anybody else. I'm special in my way, in my uniqueness. And you are special in your uniqueness, and you're happy in your uniqueness. You look at life and you find joy in life that's always been there. But this is a new joy for you because you're looking from a new you, looking at those experiences of joy and happiness. Mm-hmm. It's a new you because every moment of your life, you are putting aside the previous moment and taking on a current moment and living in a future moment. You're living in the life of dynamics, the life of beauty, the life of happiness. And that life of happiness is who and what you always are. Nothing new is added to us, nothing is taken away, but happiness is to be shared. Happiness is to be enjoyed. Happiness is to be delighted in. Happiness is to be known as something so very special, so very super, so very magnificent that we would do anything in the world to continue it, to reveal it. And that's why it's so necessary to give happiness away. Now, you're not saying, "Here's a package, a little gift for you of happiness." You are living that happiness, and that's the gift. To live that happiness, you are giving it away. To live that, are there any moments of your life when you are stressed? Is there any moment of your life when you are uptight? Well, if there are, those are moments that you want to sprinkle with your happiness. Those are moments that you want to say to yourself, "I like me." Those are moments you want to say, "Oh, I'm so filled with joy and happiness. Oh, this is so great. This is so wonderful." Have you ever said that to yourself? Have you ever gone onto the Ferris wheel and you said, "Wow, this is wonderful. Look at what we can see from way up here." And it's no big deal, but it is a happy time. And when you're doing something, you have to go to Disneyland with children. Because if you go just as an adult, you get just one point of view. But when you go with children, then you get their point of view and your point of view, and together, what a wonderful dynamic point of view you have. What a beautiful expression you have. How glorious it is. Yes, happiness is to be shared, to be given away. And as we live with happiness that is shared and given away, as we live with happiness that we sprinkle all over our world, because it's bubbling out of our hearts and bubbling out of our soul and bubbling out of our spirit, our eyes are glowing with the glow of happiness. Our skin is glowing with the glow of happiness. Our whole body is just transcending all the human limitations and showing out all the divine reality. Oh, yes. We live in a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious world. We live in a world of true happiness, true bliss, true wonder, true magic. Happiness is to be shared, to be given away. I am a happiness machine, and I'm always giving happiness wherever I go, with whomever I am, and I love it. Join me today as a happiness machine too, because that's what we really are. I love you. I love you. I love you.